the rest of the story. You're not yet quite awake, your eyes are still closed, but your arm automatically reaches out from under the sheets and across to the nightstand as it has every morning for many months now. With your eyes still closed, your fingers extend until they touch the serrated grip of your .32 caliber revolver. Your constant companion. You hope it will never have to be used. You hope this cold, blue steel frame will remain forever slumbering inside the warm leather shoulder holster. But just knowing it's there makes it easier to face each precarious, potentially deadly day. So, you shave and shower and dress, but before your coat goes on, you stretch your arm through the leather strapping and fasten the familiar buckle and the bulk of the gun. Once distracting and uncomfortable feels natural, now it feels a part of you. The one part that may someday soon or some night when you least expect it, keep the thugs at bay and the acid out of your face. That is what they have threatened, acid in the face. And they have made good on threats before. You walk to the front door, you see the car across the street, the men sitting inside. You know that they are armed and ready to kill. You see them every morning, every night, and you thank heaven because they are the 24-hour police guard on your house. But you know that the men who want your life will not be so careless as to take it with the cops watching. You know that when trouble shows itself, the only thing standing between you and it will be that bulge at your side. Through the day, your mind darts back to the beginning of this, to what prompted police to hang that piece on you in the first place, to the anonymous phone call you got at work, and to the menacing voice that made the threat in the first place. Labor unions play rough sometimes, you tell yourself. You knew that before you got involved, but somehow you never pictured yourself clinging to a .32 just because you might report what you know at the next union meeting. And you do know plenty. You know, for example, the potentially damaging truth behind a current and complicated labor dispute. It involves a strike now in progress. It involves a decision whether to cross picket lines and all of the other ingredients in that cauldron full of poison. But you never were one to back down, and you will not back down this time, even though the bus you are getting ready to board that will take you across those picket lines, the literal actual bus, will explode and burn just moments before you get aboard. Someday they may try to say that you haven't had the experience it takes to evolve beyond what you are. That you're a softball kind of a guy trying to make it in a hardball kind of a world, but only you will recall what it was like to be a man under a shadow. To be a union member who dared to speak out and spent the next 7 months with a Smith & Wesson welded to his ribs. An actor threatened with the hideous permanent disfigurement of acid in his face. But a man who was to demonstrate throughout the rest of his life that he was made of pure principle, Ronald Reagan. Well, now you know the rest of the story.